Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This next guest on the phone may be viewed as a New Yorker, but he has always been very good to Boston, has a great relationship with the Red Sox in this organization, and we know his relationship with the Crafts down there in Foxborough. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the only men in America still has a portfolio. It's Donald Trump. Donald, how are you?
How are you, fellas?
You know what? Right. We're doing all right. We could do a little bit better right now, but... maybe sign of the times. You tell us.
Well, I'll help you out a little bit, and I'll send you a contribution. And it's such a great job they do. The Jimmy Fund has been just fantastic, so I'm going to send you a contribution.
Well, we always appreciate, and you have always been extremely generous in the past. Let me ask you this between you and me. Is this thing, economy, getting better here?
Well, you know, the stock market seems to get better, but nobody sees any other result. The market goes up, and nobody understands why. But let's hope it keeps going that way, and eventually maybe that drags everything else with it.
So do you feel optimistic?
I do feel optimistic. I mean, certainly a year and a half ago, the banks looked like they were going to all fail, every one of them. And the government very wisely pumped money into the banks, which they had to do, or you would have had runs on the banks. And I do feel optimistic. I think things will be getting better.
All right, I have to ask you a shop question. With your TV show, The Apprentice, and you did the Celebrity Apprentice, were you at all nervous with some of the people that you had involved? I mean, having cameras following Dennis Rodman every single day can be a little dangerous.
Well, he was a great guy and a great character, and he's got some difficult problems ahead of him, but hopefully he's gonna resolve some of those problems. They're demons. Well, but Dennis was great, certainly great for the show. The ratings were phenomenal. And, you know, Joan Rivers won. She was terrific. But Dennis really, I mean, as a sports guy, he's a piece of work. I'll tell you, he's something.
Well, I got to tell you, I play a lot of poker. I'm a big Annie Duke fan. She's a New England girl anyway. I was a tad disappointed that she lost, and a little tad disappointed in Joan's comments towards her about mafia money, which I thought was entertaining because since she made her career on the Vegas Strip, it was I found it quite amusing when she threw those comments out.
Well, Annie was amazing. I mean, Annie was really smart, really tough. And, you know, look, she beat 16 people. And she really did a good job. And it was really a very close decision between her and June. Annie was really amazing. Joan ultimately took it. But, you know, you couldn't ask any more from Annie.
Is it tough doing those type of the reality type of TV shows in that they only, with the exception of American Idol, you know, how many of them have shelf life? I noticed Survivor is still there, but... are they dealing with the same type of ratings they were dealing with even 5 years ago?
Well, they don't get quite the ratings that they were getting, but it still does probably better than anything else. You know, they do very well. And The Apprentice, as you know, has gotten great ratings. And it was sort of interesting because we went to the celebrity format, and it was doing well the other way. It was actually during the season 1 and 2, it was one of the top shows on television. And we went to celebrity, and it went through the roof. So they do have, you know, certain of the shows. Many of them don't, but certainly Celebrity Apprentice has been a ratings bonanza.
As I said, I know you've been a big fan of the Jimmy Fund over the years, and you've always supported this cause on a regular basis. We just happen to have here in the studio, I don't know how it happened, but your conscience, Donald Trump's conscience, just happens to be here in the studio. Conscience?
Mr. Trump, it's amazing and wonderful and incredible what you're doing for people, and even your conscience.
Well, that must be Frank, and Frank is terrific.
You demand the respect of your conscience, so your name, you even give it your last name and a sir when you're talking to yourself.
You know what? Frank has...
That's great.
I just want 10% of what he's making from Trump, that's all. He's terrific. Nice to talk to you, Frank.
Yes, very nice to finally talk to you.
Now, I was going to say, now, how do you feel when you see a guy like Frank Caliendo, and it's great to see Frank as always, and he loves Boston and we love him, but... what do you think when you see somebody up there actually doing you?
Well, I've watched him, and I've seen him, and seen him do many other people, and it's an honor. I mean, what else can you say? You know, I'm watching television, I'm watching Frank, and he had the show that was, I don't know, still might be going on. I don't even know.
No,
but
it's not, don't, it's a sore
it's not like
him.
Your show. It ended.
It. Not like the
your show will go on forever and ever and ever because it's got the Trump name on it.
Well,
the Caliendo name, not quite the same.
Well, that's unfortunate. One of those things. But, you know, I can only say I'm honored. He's a talented guy and a good guy, and I'm very honored by it.
Because some guys apparently don't. He told us the story of John Madden, and John Madden apparently is not crazy and wild. And I think his Madden is terrific, and I think it's a compliment to John Madden, but he doesn't like it. But it doesn't bother you at all.
Well, I consider it really a compliment, absolutely.
I would think so. As
it's
well.
Awesome. I appreciate it. It's very
odd. Did you ever call Don's machine and just leave a message?
Donald, you left $600,000 in a car. Go get it.
Okay, see, you have a deal.
Hey, that's the one thing I'd be worried about, Donald, is that somebody could use your voice now to get a hold of somebody that might not know you, deal with you in business, but may not know you enough to clearly know your voice and pull something off. I mean,
well, you know, I haven't thought of that, but now that you think of it, Frank, don't do me anymore, please.
I just lost the respect.
Donald, thank you very much. It's always great
having
you.
Well, thank you very much, fellas. Great honor.
And we will look forward to hearing from you again. Thank you.
Absolutely, and you will.
You got
so
it.
Long.
Thanks, Donald Trump. And he will. He always shows up with a check. We get a check from Donald, and he's throwing some big bucks out there.
Huge. Yeah, I'm just glad he didn't name an amount. How do you follow that?
Well, that was the problem. You know, yeah. He would have thrown like, you know, I think he did 60 last year or something like that. Was it 60 or 70 60, or something like that? And then you hear that, and you sit there and go, oh, I got 15. But believe it or not, 80% of the contributions that we get are under $100. 80%
really?
Of those. Yeah. So there are a couple.
Yeah, because when the little ones, you might not think they're little. Some people think they're little, and other people don't think they're little. But every little bit counts.
Exactly.
I mean, yeah, and when you add it up, boom! All of a sudden, I mean, there's 24,000 people that donated as much as Donald Trump did.
Exactly,
and that's,
John.
I mean, that is double. But it's 24,001.
Right.
I mean, that's the unbelievable thing.
I don't understand this math that's going on here. Listen, it's simple math. All you do is add numbers together, and it comes to X plus 1. X plus 1 is how you add. It's simple.
Frank Caliendo, we're going to take a break, and then we're going to get back to you here on the WEEI Nesson Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon. Again, those phone numbers, 877-738-1234. 877-738-1234. Or it's jimmyfund.org to donate.
That 1234 order sounds familiar.
It does sound familiar, doesn't
Where's
it?
Where's that from?
There you go.
Probably counting.
Oh, that's it.
Probably in order. Yeah, you got that down.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.